make sure that we do an intro.
Liz wants to make sure we do an intro.
Sometimes we forget and I'm like, oh fuck, I have to splice one in from an old episode. We just start talking and we forget. And all of a sudden it's 30 minutes later and we're like, what just happened?
Yeah. No, what I feel just, the exact same way.
What just happened? What just happened is the 911 got a call. It was like, hello, 911 operator. And I was like, yeah, Marquise Brown just committed a felony. I watched him murder both of Craig's fantasy football teams.
I'd like to report a murder. Yeah.
It was beautiful. And, I mean,
brutiful.
Yeah, because it was a beautiful performance by him, but it was also brutal. Yeah. That's how my night's going. And welcome back, listeners. We are your first fantasy. We're going to talk to you about fantasy football, fill you in on shenanigans in our lives. We are three best friends. My name is Craig.
I'm Britta.
I'm Liz.
And we are your first fantasy, and we're going to keep it sexy, and let's jump into it. Fuck my life.
I think Craig needs to be fucked.
Okay, wait. Before we hear Craig's story.
No, I got double fucked by Brown tonight.
Oof.
Ooh, I got
you got a back to back. I always like a back to back.
I got Eiffel Tower.
It was split roast, actually. Yeah.
Literally, like I wish it was an apple in my mouth while I was spinning around, but it wasn't. You
know? He's so pissed.
He's about to sweat, and it's not even hot.
Tell him about your score difference, because the YFF league is one that like you thought around halftime that you might lose.
My glow
one
was
of the
so
games.
Bright that. People,
he came in like, hot today and was like, I think
I'm going
to go
4-0.
Shine
bright like a diamond was your theme song as you're walking around.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He was glowing up and he's like, I think I might come in 4-0 this week.
There
we're
was
all
so
really
much,
excited
there was so
for
much
him.
Glow around me. People thought I was Jesus.
I kind of always do.
Bald Jesus. That quickly turned into a crucifixion this evening.
Oh.
Okay, point difference. I was up by 34 points going into tonight. Wasn't even on my radar to even think about this. I was like, all right, Marquise Brown's not going to put up 36. Like, okay. In another league, I was up a little over 15 points and I was going against Marquise Brown. I was like, there's probably not a good chance I'm going to get this, but who knows?
You're
right?
Sure.
First half, he had 0 points. I was like, okay, I'm feeling good, feeling good. Things are going well. I'm not even aware that Marquise Brown has the potential to beat me in not one, but two leagues. Second half, he gets a touchdown. He gets really close. I'm like, all right, like, damn. And then he gets a couple more points. I accept the loss in the other league. Mm-hmm. This league.
And you did
like,
a very good job accepting that.
That one wasn't bad. Cause at this point in my mind, I was still 3-1. I was a little bummed. I didn't go 4-0 this week, but at this point in time, I'm 3-1 still. Now I was just, digging around in the apps, I figured to take a look. You gotta be shitting me. I'm only up a little over 6 points.
Uh oh.
And so we go to overtime, and I'm like, yeah, fuck. Okay, this fuck. That's all I can say. Get down to the goal line. Now I'm like, run the ball in. I'm sitting there and I'm like,
run the ball.
Come on, Lamar, do your thing.
If Brown doesn't get a touchdown, I'm good. Worst case scenario is Brown gets a touchdown. Touchdown, Brown. And you know where I went?
Touchdown
I went
Brown.
To Pound Town twice in two leagues.
Real sore.
How's that? How was that? How was everyone else's day? How's everyone else's so week funny. Going?
Great. That's
super.
Great. Yeah. I hosted a fun like football Sunday ordeal. So that was cool with all the friends and everything. And we had the TV outside. We like red zoned it.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
I remember sitting outside watching the game and checking my score, and I was up 140 to 19 at 1:30 p.m. Thought things were going good.
Yeah, I would say so. I'd say so.
Yeah.
Well,
you know that meme when Monday hits?
He's so
lit. Listeners, like if you know what meme I'm talking about. Like that's me. Like right now it's like when Monday hits. It just happened a little later in the day.
Wait, Liz, do you think Craig's upset?
I'm just watching him. It's so funny. It's so funny because here's the thing that you didn't tell them about what you were doing in the first half of the game, why you were feeling so confident. He was down in the garage changing the light bulbs around all of our license kits. He was like, I'm up so high. Mark Brown has 0 points. Like, there's no way I'm going to lose this. He went down and changed the license plate, the bowl light bulbs around Lacey and my license plates in our car.
Yeah, I had some free time, you know, keep the girls safe.
Actually, like, right when you left is when that fumble return happened, right?
Oh, yeah.
There were
some, like, two and really then it big
was,
plays. Like,
and then there was another turnover. Or was that the one where Lamar dropped it on, like, the right
3-yard line? Yeah, and then they brought it back, and they did that lateral, which I still
the lateral, that's
about.
What it was. It was that one with the lateral pass, like, right back-to-back, and we were like, Craig's not going to be happy here.
Well, by the way, real quick, we have a special guest on here.
I know, we haven't even
I figured eventually we'd probably get to it, you know.
I was
going to
do it after this story. Okay.
Sometimes I just blend right in.
I apologize and rant.
No,
that's okay, Craig, but you did. You missed out. So maybe it was a good thing that you weren't here and you didn't have to see additional pain that you were about to endure. Yeah.
No, because my happiness has continued to build while I was unaware.
Yeah, I know.
And then I came back and literally just got like throat punched and then leg kicked, side-sweeped, and on the ground choking gasping for air.
You forecasted your own downfall though.
Yeah.
You said it was quiet and he was going to start going off on big plays.
I said that. And his first touchdown was like over a 40-yard bomb. And I was like, that's exactly what I called.
Yeah, 5 minutes from you saying that basically.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, Lizzie, what about you? Who are some of your, like...
Oh, I had some great ones. Yeah. I went 2-0 this week.
Yay.
I had Brady with 50 points. Fucking great. Eckler, 30. Dawson Knox, my second week playing him, 27. Got it. And then on my bench, I had Marquez Callaway, who's that guy I drafted, like, the very end. He's, like, the last person I drafted. Yep. I haven't played him at all, but now he got 27 points. And the last two games, he got in the high teens. So I think I'm ready to start him, potentially.
Okay.
I think I'm ready to start him. Yeah, he has. Yeah, nice. If the Saints have a favorable matchup, I will play him next week. And then in my other one, Hurts did average 23 points. Hubbard for Carolina, running back, had 18.
Yeah, I was so grateful because all of those McCaffrey lovers and holders – I was just like, McCaffrey, just give me one more week. I just need this week for Chuba Hubbard to be okay.
Antonio Gibson returned this week. He got 21 points. So that was sick. And then the big one on my bench was fucking Myles Gaskin, Miami running back. Mm. He got 31 points, basically 32. Like, who would have
Miami?
The previous games, he was like 5 or 6.
Holy hellball. Dude, guys. I, in my league, in the girls' league, I got 209 points.
What?
Boom, bitches.
Wow. I don't think I've ever broken 200.
Yay.
That's amazing.
That's really good.
Holy shit, 209.
I appreciate that. Yeah, 209, more than just two. So that was great. And I will say, you want to know? You want to know who really did it for me? Was your favorite person, Mr. Marquise Brown. He got me 34 points. He had zero.
We're aware he got –
No, check this out. He literally –
Actually, he got 36 because I was up by 34.
Okay. So in the girls' league, he literally had like almost 0 points going into like the halftime.
Remember, because that's why
Craig
was going down to the garage.
Yeah. He had nothing.
Yeah. I'm up to speed on that.
Yeah.
Are you trying to incite a riot, right? Like
I'm across the table, guys. I can't. Yeah, reach me.
It's all these cords blocking him.
Yeah.
Like there's smoke coming out of my ears. Right
I can
now.
See that. I can feel the burn. Sweating in here now.
You had Eckler.
Fuck the Duraflame log. So I also have Davante Adams. So
Davante Adams
girls' league
did work.
Just killed it. Davante Adams absolutely killed it. Austin Eckler once again. Thank you. And then, Marquise Brown. I was so glad to play him because I was kind of having this, I don't know. And I...
Great.
I will...
So we got to keep talking about it.
I'm just going to applaud myself for my benches. Both of my benches barely had any points. There was no player in either of my leagues that went off this week on my bench. Dude.
Well done.
Thank you. Yeah. I think I'll get best manager.
You might. Garrett,
it'll be my second time.
Garrett, tell us a little bit about yourself, like fantasy football history, and
we did terrible with the guest.
I am Garrett, by the way.
Yeah. Garrett, he's such a patient man.
Here, tell us about yourself.
Yeah. Tell us about yourself. Tell us, give us your your history for fantasy football, and if you've ever won a championship.
Yeah, so I've won a couple championships actually.
You.
Actually, I'd say three now. And in one of my leagues, my brother-in-law has actually created like a little Super Bowl trophy. So like that was really fun because we all get to hang on to that when I have that.
Nice.
The year after my championship, though, I did get worst place, which is a toilet bowl trophy.
Does it have to be displayed like openly?
Yeah. Openly for sure. It has to be known.
So where is it?
I don't have it anymore. I got rid of that last year. So we're seeing who gets that this year. Nice. I was kind of in the middle of the pack last year. But I've had a league with a couple of friends from high school all the way since high school. So it's been, you know, over 10 years. And that's been a lot of fun. Everybody has been in that league from the start. So that's kind of cool. We have that bond. Nobody's left and, always an interesting setup every year. And then the other league with, my brother-in-law has been consistent for probably about 6 years now.
Were you playing paintball in August?
In August?
Just kidding. Oh. Was that a traveling group or was that a local group?
Oh, they were from all over. Like, they were from like Texas and stuff. What up, paintballers?
There was like a really long like playing. High school group. And I was like, that would be kind of a weird coincidence.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It definitely made me think about that.
Yeah. All my friends. We've got a pretty big group that have all stayed in touch, even when, you know, moving across different places and everything. So
that's really I mean, football bonds you for life.
Absolutely. Yeah, exactly. Stay together.
Do any of your leagues have any, like any keeper leagues? Do you have any like weird or like not traditional, you know, kind of rules?
Yeah. So, no keeper leagues for me. But we do have some weekly bets, in my brother-in-law's league. He's a really awesome commissioner, always gets creative. So like there's all sorts of different things. I've won two of those this year. And I think one awesome part is like, it's not always something that you would really actually want to have happen. So you know what I mean? Like it could be highest points all the time, but like week one was actually lowest team score. And so kind of early on, I was like, yeah, she's like, wait, you want to what?
I mean, I like that because you know, I'm a little sad right now. Pick me up, would be nice.
No. And so you have to get strategic with it. I noticed that I was actually not going to win. Pretty early on that week, I said, okay.
You folded before the flop.
Yeah, I pulled out Kamara, too. Yeah, pulled out Kamara right before his game started, and I won the weekly bet. I said, you know what? I got $16 back. Yeah.
Pull-out game strong is what I'm getting from Garrett.
Oh, no, absolutely. You got to be on par with that one. And then most fumbles was week two, but then it goes on to, like, most TDs, most running backs. So you have to, like, change your flex to, like, a running back instead of a wide receiver.
Oh, starting, not just, like, on the roster.
So it makes you have to, like, really consider, like, how you're actually going to do your
lineup. Oh, that's cool. Too. I like that. Yeah. So I'm thinking for next year in both of our leagues that if we have an IR spot, we only have 4 bench places.
Ooh.
Okay.
Like, I feel like this thing of having 6 bench plus an IR is really just too much.
It's too many because I feel like they're okay. Like, on the Chicks League, I can pick up players. In our league, there's fucking nobody.
Well, I mean, I mean, we're going into week 6, and Liz is saying she's just starting to trust. You know, it's going to take a few weeks, a few dates to build the trust. So, you know, if you only have to do that with 4 players, you know, it's going to be tough.
Yeah, exactly. But it's going to keep you, it's going to keep it going more. It's going to keep it so like people aren't stashing. Like, here's the thing. After I drafted,
you're going quality,
I had all wide receivers and one running back, a poor running back.
That's exactly
choice.
What I did.
And
too,
now I looked at my bench and I have all running backs and I don't have any backs. Like, I've been trading out so much, like, now I'm overthought, like, okay, fuck. Like, I don't want
to PTSD
like,
on that. Dude.
It's just too many options.
Well, I'm sure, there are other teams that have that similar situation. Make a trade.
I just don't want people stashing, man. Like, I want to bring a next level of complexity to our life.
Yeah. I agree. Yeah, that was the thing that I emailed to you guys, was that what he was talking about.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that came from his brother-in-law's league. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Creative.
Yeah, it is creative.
Because Liz was like, I don't know, I'm not ready to swap yet because I'm about to get highest points this week.
So. Yeah.
I think we should just stick with the tradition.
And she didn't get highest points this week.
Mm-mm. I was close.
You were close.
It was 2 points. It's been Robin. Rob and I have been competing for highest point like week a couple times this week.
Yeah, I put up almost 150.
I mean, this
lost.
Year.
You know what?
So yes, you did.
Yeah. We had quite a. So
I put up 142 and I won.
I love you. That's so awesome.
How does that make you feel?
It makes me feel like just like a bag of smashed assholes.
That game was like feeling. Very that game like really disrupted was very close for 2 matchups we had in our league. One of them was Craig against Richard. He lost by 149.76 to 151.0. And then on the other one is Jenny and Brandon. They lost. Brandon lost. He had Brandon had a 99% chance of winning this week, or like the today going into it.
I think
and
I did
he
too,
had 117.62. Jenny won by 117.78.
Oh,
and she had a 1% chance of winning.
If we could show you, listeners, the we picture of Jenny's face right now that represents that win, you would die.
Can we not show it on our Instagram?
No, we totally can show it on the Instagram. I'm just saying, like, if you could show something mid episode, like boom, yeah. And then here's the other one that was kind of a big deal. Was Lizzie, she got 170, which is second highest score. And then she lost to the highest score of 175.
That's brutal.
Wait, that is brutal. When you're about to get high
score. I didn't even realize
like,
I just lost. I was so caught up in everybody else's games.
Welcome to my world, baby.
Yeah, I had that happen to me too, actually.
Wait, what?
Oh yeah. Yeah,
we'll talk about it. But.
Yeah, get over
oh
here.
Oh my god!
Yeah, get over here and join the fuck fest.
I
you
literally
know?
Was feeling so confident. I was checking, laughing at everybody else's scores.
Well, how's it feel?
I was waiting for it because I was like, "You only mentioned."
Wait a minute.
Two.
Their tight. His tight end got 41 points.
Who is it?
Andrews.
Mark Andrews.
Yeah, he
Mark
did that for me.
He got 2 touchdowns. Mm-hmm.
How does it feel to have your heart ripped out right now, like right in front of us?
How many touchdowns did he end up getting?
There were so many.
I
large
need a minute
point
to process
players.
Right now.
Lamar Jackson put up 41 points, which ended up killing my game.
So. Yeah. A lot of heartbreak over here.
Yeah.
This is brutal. Also, what else is brutal is a lot of injuries this week.
Ooh, yeah.
A lot of injuries that are definitely going to have some fantasy implications. Mm-hmm. One for me, Clyde Edwards-Helaire. I thought when I saw it, getting carried off the field by his teammates, I thought he was going to be like ACL, like tear, like done for the season. But it's actually like fairly good news. It wasn't a tear, just a strain, but he's going to be out, you know, like more than 3 weeks. But he's, you know, I guess we'll see what happens with, you know, as he rehabs, but I'm going to stash him. Absolutely. I'm not just going to give him up or drop him, as we get later into the season, but that was a big injury, for me that's definitely going to affect me going into the first week of byes.
Speaking of buys,
what about injuries though?
Not the throuple, but oh yeah, injuries for sure. Yeah, there was definitely some fairly big ones that
there were some real big ones.
Yeah. Russell Wilson, let's talk about his busted finger.
Yeah, he went out like that game was wild.
Uh huh. Yeah.
Also,
ew, that was so gross.
Yeah,
that was so fucking gross, and the way he was holding it up for like the perfect angle for everybody to see.
Who are you pointing
it was
at?
So gross.
What's it called? Dalvin Cook did not play.
Nope. That hurt me.
Madison did exactly what I said he was going to do. If he was like, he's a plug-in running back one. Yeah. The running back for Minnesota and he played great. He got massive points. I had him on my bench in one league. I did not see that Dalvin Cook was not suiting up. I think it surprised a couple people.
He was actually like, playing for me and I did not see that and, I missed it. So.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
And that's the one that Lamar Jackson came back and beat me by 6 points. So if I had just put my backup running back in, this would be a different conversation.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's brutal, right?
Check your lineup right there. Prime example. Real quick, wait, who's your NFL team and, like, tell us that part.
Yeah, so I'm a big Vikings and Browns fan. Born in Cleveland, lived in Minnesota for a while. Both disappointing usually, but... Browns are looking great this year. Put up a crazy game against the Chargers.
Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt, both running backs for the Browns, put up great numbers.
What an incredible backfield force that we've got going on right now. It's
pretty
awesome.
Yeah. I have those backs in a couple different leagues. Mm-hmm. And
you can play either one.
And they're both gonna put up points.
They are.
It's amazing how they distribute the ball and put up fantasy points. Like
Our defense could do more.
but great on the fantasy side to have two running backs that you can trust. It's very rare to have a two-headed like monster like that.
Who would have thought the Browns players would be good to pick up right now? Yeah, what a good year for them.
I mean, they've been rebuilding like pretty strong for like what is this like the third or fourth year?
Yeah, I mean they've been rebuilding for a long time, but it's been a failure.
Real
money when they you got Baker Mayfield on there.
Players. Yeah,
yeah, picking stars up is a huge.
So,
thing.
If you're a Browns fan or you have a lot of Browns players, you should know that the next 3 games are at home.
Ooh.
Oh.
High energy right there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Is that a dog pound? Is that
Yes, it is a dog pound.
Okay. Yeah. They even have their website's called the Dog Pound and everything like that. But DAWG.
Yeah.
Oh, like dog.
Like dog.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
course.
Yeah.
I feel like there's like a cartoon character. He's like a, like the sheriff or something. He's like a, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's called, but
there's a sheriff dog. Sheriff McGruff.
Yeah.
Sheriff McGruff.
He was definitely a dog, not a
detective.
Dog.
Yeah. Detective McGruff.
Yeah.
Or
yeah. He was a dog, not a dog.
Yeah.
For sure.
Well, what about Saquon Barkley with an ankle sprain, and then. Yeah. You know, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, he hit so many people.
Yep.
So many people.
Who was Barkley's backup again? I don't
chalk that up as another Devontae L
Booker.
I took this week.
Yeah, Booker. He looked really
Devontae
good.
Devontae Booker, if you're like in a deep league, you can pick up. He scored 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, he did. I have Barkley.
Okay, so speaking of Edwards-Helaire, he had his injury, right? He's got an MCL sprain
a
few weeks. And then I also read that Tyreek Hill
was
reporting his knee after the game.
Yeah.
And Kelsey is reporting a stinger.
No.
So he's TBD too.
No. Yeah.
So I don't know. That's quite a few quite a few of your Chiefs.
The Chiefs lost last night to the Bills.
Right.
Who are they playing next week?
Better the Chiefs start working on my tight end right now, guys.
The Chiefs are struggling this season, which is a surprise to a lot of people. And with these injuries, I think it's only going to hurt not only the Chiefs, but fantasy players as well. So, you know, definitely keep an eye. I mean, I have
they play Washington next
in one league.
Yeah, that's going to hurt.
This is
going
to have a great impact on that. So I may, you know, be looking and taking some, you know, analysis into what quarterback I want to start, depending on who I have and who's available in that league. If you know, Joe Burrow owners, you know, he got evaluated for a throat contusion following the loss to the Packers this week.
Yeah.
So, you know, definitely keep an eye on Joe Burrow. That also will affect Ja'Marr Chase, who's been an incredible rookie campaign so far.
He's a home run, guys.
He is a home
run. He's the home run.
Drafted him.
You know, so, T. Higgins, Tyler Boyd, any of those guys, if you have them, and Joe Burrow.
Tyler Boyd was a bust this week. Let's just be honest. Unfortunately, he was one of the rated busts.
But if Burrow goes out, the quarterback goes, you know, that's going to have a ripple effect. So fantasy owners should be definitely aware of that.
A throat contusion. Like, that's such a jackass move. Like,
I have one right now. I got punched in the throat a while ago. I feel Joe's pain.
Yeah,
but love real, to learn how real to tender.
But okay, but let's just do this.
Happiness and laughter is impossible.
Okay. Well, analysts are saying that it was done more for precautionary reasons to make sure that his airway is not swelling shut. That they don't expect Burrow to miss week 6. So keep him in, guys. Keep him in.
I hope my airway closes shut.
I think it already did. And then it reopened. It's fine.
I do need some good luck, though, and... Listeners, before we started recording, we all ate a fortune cookie.
Oh, yes.
And we pulled fortunes, and no one knows what the other person's fortune is, so we're going to read them.
So, guys, I was the person that gave the fortunes out, and unfortunately, there was only 3. I can pull one of my old fortunes that I got.
That doesn't count.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
Okay, so no. Okay, guys.
No fortune for you.
Okay, read yours. I'll listen.
Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, of course.
You will surround yourself with warmth and riches.
Ooh. I like that for
you. Oh, you sure
that sounds
will
great.
Be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So obviously not today.
No. Tomorrow.
Future.
Yeah.
This is a future.
Future Craig.
I feel like I'm I'm homeless, I'm naked, and I'm on the streets of Chicago in December.
That spiraled over.
There's no warmth, there's no riches tonight. But maybe tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll hold on to this. Maybe I'll...
You're going to be so lucky this week.
I'm going to put this under my pillow.
Yep.
Yeah, put it under your pillow and let us know how it goes next week.
Yeah.
So we'll know if those are real or not.
If it disappears, I'm going to have some questions of who.
Mine says quality
not
counts and
just
you've
questions.
Got it.
Oh.
Wow. A+.
Quality counts and you've got it. Numbers 7, 21, 25, 29, 39, 43.
I mean, you did just say you wanted to like cut the bench down to like 4.
Quality
counts.
Oh,
that is true.
Oh,
over quantity.
Okay. On it.
Yeah, I think
there's a lot of quality in my life right now.
I think path to quality is right there.
Yeah.
Cool. Apparently, a romantic interlude is in my future.
I bet
so,
it is.
Yeah, I know. Interesting little fortune
dicey.
To have gotten that.
I'd get out now.
Just say no.
Next thing you know,
that's
you watch
not in my vocabulary.
Football game and you get punched in the throat by Marquise Brown. That's how that goes.
That's how that goes.
Oh my God.
Oh man.
That is hysterical.
Yeah.
Okay, so did you guys, did we already talk about Juju?
The bad Juju that I have? No.
No.
Juju's out for a shoulder injury and it might be his season ending.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I said.
That is interesting. I did not know that.
Well, grade five, it said it was grade four, and grade five often requires a surgery. So if that tells you anything.
That's actually a win for me because the trade that I completed in our league last week, I picked up Deontay Johnson, Pittsburgh wide receiver.
Yep.
Okay, cool.
I got Najee Harris, and he's been
there's great. Your fortune.
And he put up 21 this week.
Wow. You know what? I ended up picking up that backup for Joe Mixon. I picked up whatever his name is, Sarahe Perrin. And he got like 21 points.
Yeah, he did great. He was definitely a boom this week.
Yeah, Mixon still played. He got like a 10 or something.
Yeah.
I didn't play either of them just because of that uncertainty, but yeah, I was stoked that he got
I like flip-flop between wanting to wear my Mixon jersey and not. I did have a mini meltdown on Sunday because I was hosting and I could not find my Joe Burrow jersey.
She had like three people on the hunt for it.
I did look over and you were flustered.
At one point, Kristen even said to me, let's help Britta find her jersey. And I was like, you are high. I'm not getting out of here. Watch her go through her closet and shit.
I could not focus on shit until I found that damn jersey. And then I found it, guys. And then I was way more calm. Half a Xanax later.
Jesus.
Going or not.
Yeah, watch out. So byes are coming up this week. First round of byes.
Yes,
They are.
So teams on byes this week. Atlanta is going to be on a bye this week. And that's going to affect one of my new pickups with Cordell.
Oh, who did great.
Yeah.
Stud.
I played him in one of my leagues. He did fairly well. And so, you know, Cordell Patterson, Atlanta's wide receiver running back. He did 15 points over projected. So, yeah, he played well. That was a league that I won. Yeah, good stuff there.
Wait, so who's Atlanta playing?
Atlanta's not playing anyone next
week.
I know, but who's the other one not playing? Are they their only one?
Oh, no.
Like, who's the other one that's not playing?
One second.
Oh, yeah. Do you have the new the Saints? The Jets and the Niners are all on byes this week. So, Matt Ryan, you actually killed it for me, and I actually played you. So, I just want to thank you. Now we're
didn't
back.
Didn't you want to sit him down in like a hotel room and like last week?
I definitely didn't want to do nice things to him. That's for sure.
You wanted him like you wanted like all these people in like one like club or something. And like,
I forget exactly, but there was something.
There's a lot of Matt Ryan hate. Yes.
Yeah. It wasn't very nice, and it's for good reason. But you know what? We just like took a moment together mentally, you know, sent the energy, and we aligned. Mercury was no longer in retrograde, and it was great.
You're seeing him in a different light.
Oh yeah, exactly. So we're fine.
Okay, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so I definitely got to move a few things around. Debo Samuel on the 49ers. I have the 49ers defense in a league. You know, Cordell Patterson as well. So. Definitely going to have to, you know, kind of dig deep and see what my bench has to offer and go from there. But the waiver wires this week will be hot, people, because going into buys, people are going to be on there. So make sure you're submitting your waiver wires. Also, if you look at one player, you submit the waiver wire, and then you find someone else and you submit another one, make sure you're going in and ordering your priority level for everyone, whoever one you want the most.
You can find it in your transaction report or like pending transactions, usually on your like your team page, not your matchup one, but your team's page.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
That happens to me all the time where I put like quite a few of them and they have to go reorder them. Cause then also you could put up the same person, right? Yeah. Like whatever.
So speaking of, okay. So for your buys, some people that you'll want to be watching out for is like you said, Patterson, and then you have Alvin Kamara. Corey Davis and then Debo Samuel, and he's been doing great. So make sure that if you have any of those guys that you're gonna need to be looking for their for a different backup.
Don't be the guy that's helping out other people by not subbing out your buys and just taking zeros.
Yeah, do not
who does that?
Well, just some people just forget, and then they're just like they chalk it up as a loss because I don't even feel like hitting the waiver wires to like find replacements, and they're just like they just suffer through the week.
Those people do not win.
No. Okay, so who do you guys have for your waivers this week?
I don't know. It's Monday still. No.
That sounds like a Tuesday job.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't even thought about it too much.
A lot of backups that I'm going to try to pick up. All those injuries.
I have a tight end, David Njoku. I saw him on a waiver list people were recommending. Who is it? Tim Patrick? People's John Jones. Do you guys know what I'm talking about? Yes. He's a wide receiver for Cleveland.
Yes, he had a big game. He's been getting some targets in a PPR league. He's very like sustainable and worth, you know, filling a bye spot if you need to.
Plus, their next three games are at home.
Absolutely. That definitely helps.
N'Keal Harry in deep leagues.
Okay. Okay.
I saw that one on a waiver. And then somebody else recommended Ramondre Stevenson.
Pass. Also, Josh Gordon got some playing time and actually put up like just under 5 points.
How exciting. He's back. So that's good. Not only is he back, but he's like in.
Yeah. When he's on, and he's an amazing athlete. He's been out of the league, you know, off and on for a while. And, you know, but there is upside there because we've seen it before. And like, he's still in great shape. So if he can get on a rhythm and, you know, even if he just needs someone who's going to get some sort of, you know, fill the gap, but also has some potential upside, it's worth filling in, you know, especially for a bye.
Yeah. Well, one thing to think about. So Justin Fields hyperextended his knee leg or whatever. So as of now, they're, you know, feeling okay that he's going to come back. But that being said, considering one of his running backs who recently started getting a lot of play time, Khalil Herbert, he got like 75 rushing yards and, you know, was definitely on like Fields' radar with everything. So not to say I would go flex on that one.
He's wide receiver?
Running back.
He's a running back, 75 yards?
Yeah, 75 yards for sure. Wow. For sure. And then if Fields is injured, then they're definitely doing way less passing plays, I'd imagine.
Yep. Some other running backs to pick up, you know, Darrell Williams, running back for Kansas City with Clyde Edwards going down. Definitely going to be getting more action.
Especially if Kelsey and Hill don't play. Yeah, or they play limited.
No, let's not talk about Kelsey.
Miles Gaskin, running back for Miami.
Oh, my God.
He's rostered in a lot of leagues, but he's worth checking. You know, Kadarius Toney, wide receiver for the New York Giants. He's only rostered in 12% of leagues.
You said, Devontae Booker, too. So Giants. 10
receptions, 189 yards, 29.6 fantasy points last week.
Jeez. Wow.
So, only rostered in 12% of leagues. So definitely, you know, if he's out there and you need a wide receiver that, you know, has some big upside, definitely take a look.
Well, okay. So for Cardinals, who is the only team, undefeated team in the NFL still?
Cardinals are?
Yep. I wish I would have played that game with you guys of who do you think it is.
Yep.
But Rondale Moore, he got more routes than his slot receiver Christian Kirk this week. I would say something, definitely a person to consider on your waiver if he's available.
Yep, absolutely. I think the stats I saw was like only rostered on like 37%. And he got 5 receptions, 59 yards this past week. So pretty good performance. Definitely in a PPR league, he's putting up some good points for you.
Yeah, one guy we noticed was Tim Patrick. He's been producing pretty consistently. He's gotten over 12.7 fantasy points per game.
Okay.
Where does he play for?
He's the Broncos. Only rostered in 43% of leagues, only starting in 9%. So if you've got him, he's a wide receiver to put on your team and take him off that bench.
Are the Broncos still freaking out or figuring out their quarterback situation? It's between Teddy and Drew, but like not.
Teddy's looking solid.
Yeah, Teddy's solid. I love him.
I think they'll be all right. I hope they figure it out. One player who I picked up and actually started this week who is still, you know, available in some leagues, Dawson Knox.
Oh, I've had him.
For the Bills. He went off for me. I picked him up, I think, like one or two leagues. Like, I was shocked that he was available, and I grabbed him, and instantly 3 receptions, 117 yards, and a touchdown. Like, 20 points. Boom. Woo! Love it.
I was one of those who picked up Schultz.
He's one that we talked about in the summer when we were starting to get into like who we were looking at. Remember I told you that there's a new tight end that would look super fucking hot? I think it's when we were talking about tight end U, the one that Kelsey and Kittle, hosted their like tight end university. And and he was one of them where I saw a picture and I was like, dude, this guy is super fucking hot.
Yeah.
He's very, very hot. And I started following him. I picked him up, and he's been doing great.
Nice.
I thought Liz was talking about like a different website.
No.
Tight end university. Yeah, okay.
Dude, Craig's like, no. I'm a premium member.
I've been there before.
I did their 30-day trial.
Still getting emails, though.
Yeah.
I need to unsubscribe from that. Okay,
Grace still has the same email. She's had her, like, entire life since high school. She uses it. And she was like, I was like, doesn't it get spammed out by now, your first email ever? And she's like, no, I'm really good at, like, unsubscribing and stuff. I'm like, I don't think anybody can be that good.
No.
They constantly said it. Yeah. I'm impressed. That's who super impressive.
Unsubscribes? Google does it for me.
Like, I've unsubscribed.
I unsubscribe too. I do.
I have done that.
But I can never keep up with it. And then you realize they don't give a fuck because they have it from all these different email designations in their company.
Who does it?
I was very impressed when she told me that.
So I just deal with it.
Do you guys actually delete emails, or are you one of those people that don't?
I don't really delete anything.
Oh, I don't.
I never
delete emails. How many emails do you guys have on your phone?
Oh, no, oh, you guys are going to shit yourselves.
Let's see.
You're going to shit yourselves. You ready?
Yeah.
25,000.
Jesus Christ. Definitely.
I thought mine was a lot. Mine was 6,937.
No, 25,750.
I have 4,699.
101. Yeah, I read my shit.
Serial killer shit.
Well, you unsubscribe and you read the emails.
Yeah. Take a lap. Oh my God. Take a lap, Garrett.
That is so funny.
Yeah, look.
Overachiever.
I know. People see mine. They're like, Britta, doesn't that stress you out? And I'm like, to be honest, I don't even notice it.
Oh, yeah. Your mind has blacked that out years ago. To get to 25K, yeah, you haven't been thinking about that for a while.
No, you know how much time that would take me to
delete?
But
somehow you do see a lot of emails.
Yeah, dude. Well, it says at work emails. This is just my Google.
No, but like when
no
I
wonder it takes
to,
you a half hour where you're trying to find the tickets to get into a show.
Oh, thank you. No,
well, that's
you
why
know.
You search bar for everything.
Yeah, still.
With the amount of spam she's getting to get 25K, she's probably got a lot of keywords in there.
So that's why I asked if you guys use LastPass, because I have to have used like so many different fucking passwords and like different variations of them that I have to use LastPass. Mm-hmm. I have no idea what some of my passwords are.
I do. I use Google Keep. That's
oh,
great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
big fan.
Yeah,
yeah. Big fan.
I use LastPass.
So,
LastPass, my God.
Okay, so week six. Guys, this is like week six. This is like football is now what, in like fifth grade?
Yeah. It's getting so big.
Like, where are we at with football at this point?
Well, the bye weeks are going to make things really interesting.
They are. They make them interesting and make them challenging.
So that may be meaning middle school then. Now we're stepping into a whole new territory.
I don't like this. I got teased a lot in middle school. I got a bad feeling about week six.
Yeah, and then at the end is when you reach high school, you really just kind of know where you're at.
Yep. Exactly. You start to, yep.
You have a very defined place in the lineup.
You know what? Actually, I'm okay with this. I'm excited. I'm a late bloomer.
Okay. Oh, cool. Okay.
You know who you're like? Shit, what was that quarterback we were talking about?
Which one?
Jalen Hurts.
Oh, yeah.
He's a quarterback that comes from behind.
Comes from behind. Can't forget that one.
I said it like eight times yesterday.
We learned something new. Yeah. Jalen Hurts likes to come from behind.
Like, he starts slow, and the second half, he will put up a lot of points. It's just good to know.
Liz didn't understand what Garrett was meaning when she said comes from behind.
Yeah. I love it. Like,
I went there.
She's still not remembering.
Yeah. No, I do remember because I said it and everybody was laughing that it was like sounded really dirty.
Yeah.
I remember because they used to say that about Breeze all the time. And after I kept reading it, I was like,
and then
what
I thought
the
you were
going to
tell us like
mean?
A short erotic story when you were like, you know, it's, he starts slow. And I was like,
I imagine they both like to come from behind.
And now I can't stand up and things are getting weird. So week six, there's, you know, four teams on byes. My heart's still broken.
It's fresh. It's a matter of time.
It always takes time.
I know. It just takes time, Craig.
I do have a lot of free time. Never mind. I have time. We'll work through it. We'll be fine.
Yeah.
The glow is not fully extinguished. Mm.
Good.
But like, we haven't exfoliated
the end of the spray tan yet.
No,
it's still a little bit off.
Like, right now, like it was just like an eclipse. I blacked out for a sec, but like as soon as it starts moving again, the glow is coming back.
You made too big of a hole in the foil when you did the tube that you looked through at the solar eclipse. You got blinded.
Yeah,
You got blinded.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it came out of nowhere. Total blindside. Yeah.
Like hole just a pin, and you did like a fucking.
But
pencil.
I was unprepared.
Stretched analogy, but we got it.
I mean, just anything stretched, that's relatable. Yeah.
Bat winging.
You
over
feel
there.
It right now.
The bat wing, the goat.
Oh,
like,
okay.
The brains,
so, guys,
I got everything.
Right before this, we were talking about if the dudes lose, they have to get a
Brazilian.
And then
a Brazilian.
A Brazilian. Craig called it a manzillion. But then we realized. Brozillion was much better. And then Liz, what was your response?
I said I'm down.
I thought I was like just saying that that would be really painful because the skin is so soft
on the ball.
Yeah. You're like, how are they gonna do the?
Yeah, so like, I was like, how are they gonna do it? Because you want taut skin to get a good. Wax.
Yeah, that's when you do the bat wing.
And he
learned what the bat wing was.
You grab the scrotum, then you stretch it.
We need to hear from a waxist and see if anybody, if she gets any guys in there that go in there and just stretch their balls.
Have you ever waxed anyone's scrotum before?
And do they bat wing it?
Yeah. Do they bat wing it?
Yeah. And what's the process?
I mean, I'd be willing to research.
Okay, why don't you just try it out and let us know?
I'd like you to test that one.
Yeah, report back.
Just let me know.
As your commissioner, I hereby declare that your loss was big enough that you should just do it.
Yeah.
I mean, to be honest, I wish I had gotten the wax before Monday night happened. You know, just to feel a little cleaner. Because, yeah. Man, I got fucked.
Oh, you sure did.
That was bad.
From behind. On the bottom.
Coming from behind.
I was literally just, changing some light bulbs, enjoying my night.
Yeah.
Then you walk back in the house and next thing you know, it's like things are happening and ouch, ouch, you're on my hair. And whose mouth is that?
Oh my gosh. Look what's pulled up on my.
Ouch, ouch, you're on my hair.
That's how the best split roasts usually start.
It was bad. Listeners, I wish you all had a better fantasy week than I did.
Well, are you guys, is anybody doing anything cool for week 6? Watching the games or anything?
No, I got no plans right now.
I mean, I'm down to go round 2 here.
Watching the games together is always fun.
It's super fun.
And just, kind of back to, what Garrett was saying is like, he's playing with his old friends, like, and it's football brings people together. You made that comment, Liz. Yeah. And it's like, yeah, so Sundays are four. I love those. Those are my favorite days.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Oh, yeah.
If you're down to host, I'm down to come.
Okay, great. That should be a sperm bank's like tagline. If you're down to host,
I'm down to come.
I'm going to open a sperm bank, and that is going to be the tagline for it.
Well, fun fact, I won't be able to go because sperm banks. No, this is serious.
Go the back out, yeah, for
you can go get your knees, this your is nails serious. Done while your dude's in the back out, the back of the store.
The men's department.
Britta, I won't even be welcome at your sperm bank. You know why?
Why?
Because ginger sperm is not in high demand and they have too much supply, so they're no longer accepting donations.
Is that a true statement?
Well, absolutely. It's not shocking.
I would think ginger would be in high demand.
Yeah, yeah. Ginger's great.
Gingers are great.
Yeah, because they're unique.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, but
kiss by fire.
Yeah, but if you're going in and you're looking at the convenience store, are you gonna take the are you gonna take like the 1% milk or are you gonna, take like the Gatorade, like,
oh yeah,
I don't know about
you
have that.
Pick of the litter. You're like, come on, you're not gonna go give me the tall Irishman.
It burns easily.
Yeah. I don't know if you've been paying attention to my type.
Uh oh. All right.
I date a lot of gingers.
Yeah, that's Liz's move. Yeah, but Liz is definitely a ginger.
At least you're not a solid ginger.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you got red hair, but
I like to call it Auburn.
You're a ginger.
Earlier, we were talking about how. Wentz, Dalton, and Ben Roethlisberger all kind of look like the same person, but different shades of ginger is ginger items. Mm-hmm. But they all probably look the same.
They probably got a blend at the bank.
They're like brothers.
Oh my god!
The old swirl.
Oh my god!
How did we get here? I don't know, listeners, but week 6.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Get ready because it's gonna come at you fast. Like,
remember, bye weeks. Be mindful, guys. Like, look. Now, because waivers come out, so just do it. Do it, do it, do it.
Keep your head on a swivel. Make those claims. Make sure you prioritize your waivers.
Yes.
Check your lineups.
Yes. Don't assume.
Never assume.
No. Never claim victory until it's over.
Dude, you can't jinx your shit.
Can't do it.
I'm not allowed to talk shit to other to the people that I'm playing because I will always lose.
Yep. Yeah, I did that this week. Sucked.
I can only verbally talk shit, but I can't text it because I start losing.
You can't even send out a mildly sarcastic comment without jinxing yourself. Katie actually jinxed herself earlier this week, and I called her on her immediately.
I love that. Love that for us. Find that. Love it. Well, I'm excited for week 6. It's going to be great. Subscribe, love us.
Feel free to, send me a dollar on my Venmo to cheer me up.
Yeah.
Just the, you know,
take a dollar.
You know, yeah. Cha-ching, cha-ching. And, you know, that makes me feel better.
Love
if,
it.
But if until then, if you need me, I'll be sitting on a 10-pound bag of ice. and crying in the shower.
Post bat wing.
Yeah, post bat wing.
Yeah, working on my bat wing
technique. Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Thank you three for having me on.
Yeah, thank you for joining us.
This is great. So, all right, we love you guys.
Bye, thank you.
Bye. Bye.